Okay, so yeah, it's mine. Okay, so look, a brief introduction here to Kutchum, okay? So basically, Seder Kutchum divides as follows. You have parts of Kutchum that deal with Seder Ha'avoda, right? How you actually bring Karbanot, how you go through the main actions of Karbanot, what intent you have to have, what intent will mess up the Karbanot, and those things, and those and related issues. Those issues are found primarily in Zvachim and Menachot, okay? Especially the beginning of Zvachim and Menachot. The first two prakim of Zvachim and Menachot, which are very, very similar to each other, deal with that both for Karbanot and for Minchot, right? For animal offerings and for grain offerings, right? I said this a little bit at lunch yesterday. The other main topic in Kutchum is the nature of Kodesh, right? What does it mean that something's holy? How does something become holy? How do you violate Kedusha? And that's primarily discussed in Me'ilah, really in the fifth perek and on, or the fifth perek to the end of Me'ilah. Okay? The rest of Kutchum, for the most part, is details, right? So, Tmura, the main topic of Tmura is what happens when I have a karban and then I try to switch it. So the halacha is, as the pasuk says, hu utmura, so yeah, kodesh, both the original karban and the one you tried to switch it to become holy, and how do you deal with that? Bechoros is about, right, bechor, right, a unique case of kedusha, a subset of shlamim, right, which is the bechor, so that's the main topic of bechoros, plus obviously related issues like bechor adam and things like that, which are not technically kutchum sugyas, but they are related to the laws of bechoros. Erchin, which deals with sanctified fields, things that you designate to Kohanim, and Stechuza. Krisos deals with different things that you are Chayav Kares for, but the reason that's important is because, as the Gemara tells you in many places, anything for which, on purpose, you would be liable either the death penalty or Kares, if you do it by accident, you bring a karban. Hence, Krisos gets it to be in Kutchum. Then there's some, you know, there's some smaller ones, Tamid and Midos, right, which deal with various aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, there are two Mesechtot in Moed that deal heavily with Kutchum topics, which are Psachim, right? Yuman Psachim, right? Shkolim Balsi, right? Three, right? Chagiga a little bit, right? But the ones that are probably the most significant is in terms of davening, right? I mean, it comes up in different places. It comes up in Shabbos also, right? Seventh paragraph of Shabbos deals with when you violate, right? Violating Shabbos, Chayav Kares, right? Things like that. But Psachim is five full prakim, right? Psachim, it's the fifth parak through the ninth parak, right? Is Korban Pesach. And Yoma, seven out of eight prakim are Kutchum, right? The first parak through the seventh, only the eighth is not. The eighth parak. Like any of the halachal maitha stuff in Yoma, eating on Yom Kippur, not eating on Yom Kippur, all that stuff, that's in the 8th parak, right? But the middle part of Psachim and Yoma, in almost in entirety, are Kutchum oriented, okay? So if you want to understand Kutchum, in general, it's important to start with Zvachim Menachos, right, and Me'ilah. And after that, the rest are sort of detailed cases within the system of Kutchum, right? Once you've worked it out, right, Lishma, Lo Lishma, Zrika, Shrita, Halacha, whatever you want, right, then you see the local cases. Yoma is the, when I learned Yoma in the Kollel, the Rochenstein, the way we described it, Yoma is basically the brachos of Kutchum. It's all Kutchum, but it's really quite easy compared to the rest of Kutchum. So, assuming we stick with Kutchum, which I know some of you want to, and Shimon, you can try to persuade everyone else. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Whatever wins out, wins out. So if we do an introduction, right, to Kutchum throughout the year, we're going to start with issues of Zvachim, Menachot, Me'ilah, namely, right, what are the four avodot, who can do them, with what kavana, what is the nature of that kavana, how do you mess up a karban, what is pigel, what is lishma, what is lo lishma, which karbanot have which type of requirements and why, and Me'ilah, right, what is kodesh, how do you violate kedusha, etc. But, at least for the time being, and this was something Rav Chaim was very into, until, you know, we have like 2.5 weeks till, like, you know, everything just falls apart because it's Yom Tovim, is to spend time on avodas Yom Kippurim, right, because the center of our davening on Yom Kippur, in Musaf, is the Seder HaAvodah, is the detailed description of the avoda of the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you are like most, if you've been to most shuls, right, that's the part where everyone checks out, right? They have no clue what's going on. It's absolute gibberish. Either they don't pay attention, they mumble through the words, or they leave for, you know, in the better shuls, right, they leave for like an explanatory shiur during that part, but they have no idea. Rav Lichtenstein was very, very much not like this. His minhag, until really mamish till the end, was he had what was called the knockout shiur. On Yom Kippur night, after davening, Rav Lichtenstein would give shiur on Avodas Yom Kippurim, like the lamdas of Avodas Yom Kippurim, until every single person had been knocked out and then fallen asleep. When every person was asleep, he stopped giving shiur. So whatever that was, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, didn't matter, right? But he wanted people to understand Yomba. So my first year back in the Kolel and Gush, we did Yomba. So what I did was I took a... one of the most basic topics in Yoma, in Avodas Yom Kippurim. I mean, probably the most basic thing about Avodas Yom Kippurim is that it is done by who? The Kohen Gadol. Right? Which is not normally true. Right? Normally, the halacha is that a Kohen, any Kohen can do the Avodah, with a few exceptions. The Kohen Gadol, if he chooses to, has the right to say, today I want to do this, I want to do that. But in general, right, the Kohen Gadol does not have to do the majority of the Avodah. So there's certain things he does, right? He has his own carbon every day, he has the Chavite Kohen Gadol, right? He has many different functions. Right? What is the role of the Kohen Gadol in general? So, yes, he's the chief Oved, right? He is the chief Oved, right? And therefore he has the right to do any Avodah he wants. Certain Avodah during the year, obviously, he can only bring, right? He has his own, the Chavite Kohen Gadol. But what else does he do? He has other roles, right? What else does Kohen Gadol do? Even if you haven't learned Kachem, if you learn Makos, what does he do? Second part of Makos. Or alternatively, you've learned the Psukim, right? The Psukim. Chumash, people. Chumash, what does he do?
He's kind of dominant for the nation's security.
Ari Miklat, right? Admos HaKohen, I got, right? But what does that mean? No, it's passive, meaning, but he's not, that, but that's the point, right? He's not only an Oved, he's also a figurehead, right? Where certain ritual laws or certain judicial laws are attached to him, right? The Kohanim also function as
teachers,
as judges, right? Uvata al Kohanim, right? So the Kohen Gadol has many different roles. There are also different types of Kohanim Gedolim, right? What types of Kohanim Gedolim are there? There are four. There's Kohen HaMashuach B'Shem HaNishcha, right? Right? Then there's Kohen, right? There's one who was anointed with the oil. Then there's Kohen Merubah Begadim, right? Who is who gets his kiddush simply by wearing the clothes. Well, there's the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, who has certain halacha, right? Certain halachot, right? A former Kohen Gadol has certain statuses, right? And then there's the Kohen. Right, so all the replacement stuff, and then there's the Kohen, which is not clear he's a Kohen Gadol. He may or may not have the status of Kohen Gadol over certain things. The Machlokes is Kohen. Right? Is which Kohen?
The war.
Yeah, right? Meshulch Melchama. Right? The Kohen. So it's Machlokes, exactly the status. Is he Kohen Gadol? He's not the Kohen Gadol, but he may have the quasi status of Kohen Gadol. There are other implications. So there's also the par. There's also the par. Right? You ever learn Hurrias?
He was a Kohen Gadol.
So the Kohen Gadol also has unique karbanot if he sins. Okay. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is the star of the show, right? 7 days before Yom Kippur, we already, right? We separate him out, Mafreshin, and a Kohen Gadol Shiva Yamin, right? We put him Lishkas Parhedrin, right? We put him away for 7 days, and he is the Oved in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. And the question that the Rishonim dealt with is, what does that mean, right? What does it mean that he's the Oved on Yom Kippur? For what? Meaning, how much is he the Oved? So, when we say he's the Oved, does that mean all Avodah? What types of Avodah do we have in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur? Big Adol. There are two types of Avodah that are happening in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur. What are they?
Karbanos.
You know, what type of Karbanos?
Tamin Musafin.
Okay, Tamin Musafin, meaning there's normal, everyday things which happen to happen in Yom Kippur, and then there's Avodas Yom HaKippurim, all the unique ones of Yom Kippur. The Ketores, Lefnai v'Lefnin. Paru shel Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen Gadol brings a special carbon for him. This Kohen brings a special carbon for? The Kohanim. And then he brings a special one for the Am. Please remember this from Tefillah, right? Tefillah?
Yes,
you know when you bow on the floor?
Yeah.
Right? Each time?
Same.
Yeah, what is that each time?
It's for different.
Different carbonim. One is Parosh HaKohen Gadol.
Is the same for each one?
Yes, because he would bring it, right? Each of those. Then there's also the Chamish Tefillah, right? Right? He would go to the mikvah, right? Five times throughout the day, right? Right, so there's the unique Yom Kippur ones, and then there's the daily ones. So the first question, the real question we have to get at, and we have to figure it out, is when we say the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodot and Yom Kippur, right, there's two, right off the bat, very easy ways of taking that. One is, all he has to do, either Avodot Yom HaKippurim, meaning those which are unique to Yom Kippur, or all Avodot done on Yom Kippur. Right? Why would you say each one? That's the question we're going to try to deal with. But even before we look at the sources, right? Conceptually, why would you say one or the other? Why would you say he only has to do Avodot Yom HaKippurim, the unique ones?
Either you're going to say that Yom Kippur demands be done by the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Or so you say on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is a new status of the one who does the Avodot.
Yeah, okay, but why?
The younger, the
younger. So there's two ways, right? So an easy way of distinguishing would be to say one way of taking it is that the din of Kohen Gadol is a din begun. It's a din of the day, right? And therefore, it doesn't matter whether this is an Avodah Yom HaKippurim or it's a normal Avodah, which happens to be in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day when the Kohen Gadol has to be the Oved, right? Now, there's different ways of formulating that, but Big Gadol. The other one is to say, no, the Avodah of Yom Kippur are unique. Now, there is a middle position, right? There are several middle positions. So, for example, we'll see, the Rosamech will say this. Another way of taking it is no. It could be, right, we're assuming at this point that a tamid on Yom Kippur is a tamid that happens to be brought in Yom Kippur. But that's not obvious. Right? The tamid on Yom Kippur might be qualitatively different. Right? Just because it's a tamid doesn't mean it's, right? There's a raya for this in the Gemara. This is not made up. This is a Gemara. There's an explicit Gemara that points in this direction. So it could be that, right, we'll get rid of some of these chilukim simply by saying, no, maybe the avodot, which happened to be in Yom Kippur, are transformed into avodot Yom Kippurim. But there's still going to be other avodot which are non-avodot. Right? There are certain things which we sort of call avodot but aren't real avodot. Like, we'll get to them, Trumas HaDeshen, right, the clearing out of the ashes. That's not really avodah at all. Shechita. Right? Shechita is one of the arba avodot, right? One of the four avodot, four karbanot. And the Gemara says in several places that shechita lav avodah is. Shechita is not an avodah. We have to figure out what that means. Okay. So let's try to get into this sugya. So if you look at number one, the Gemara in Hori Yosef Yud Beis says, Titania, Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedya. What are the differences between Kohen Gadol and the regular Kohen? So Elohim, Parabakal mitzvos, upar Yom HaKippurim. So the first one is the, as I said, the unique carbon that's brought by a Kohen Gadol who sins. Okay? Par Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol kicks off Yom Kippur with his carbon. A regular Kohen does not. Asir Sa'ifa, v'lo pareh, v'lo forim. There's all types of other things. Asir Sa'ifa is his daily carbon. Is one of his unique carbonos. Lo pareh, v'lo forim is that a normal Kohen can be noe gahelos. Right, Kohen Gadol is not noe yuhugi avelos, right? He doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash for his relatives. Avulvara milamata vehejot milamata, or he can do minor ones, sort of the bottom of his clothes where it's not so recognizable. Ve'ein metame lekrovim, right? He does not become impure. He doesn't violate his tara of kahuna for relatives. Umuzar ala besula, right? Another difference is that regular Kohen can't marry an almana. Can't marry a grusha, can't marry a divorcee, but he can marry an almana. Right, a widow, a Kohen Gadol cannot. V'asur ba'almana, right? And a Kohen Gadol is not only that he can't marry an almana, he has to marry a basula. U'machzir v'aruseya, the Kohen Gadol brings back the ruseya, right? The person who killed b'shogeg. U'makriv onein, he can bring a carbon even after death, before burial of an immediate relative. V'eina ochel v'eina cholek, makriv chelek barosh, no the chelek barosh, right? It goes on. He can take the first portion, he's allowed to, right? He he gets the first division of the Karbanot. U'mishamish b'shmona kelim, he has 8 big day kahuna. V'kol avodas yom ha-kippurim eina k'shera elabo. Right? And all avodas yom ha-kippur are only valid if it's him. U'patzol tomas mikdash u'kodashav. Fine. So the first Mishnah in Yoma tells you, Shivas yom kol yom ha-kippurim, afrishin kol yom ha-lishkas parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, you separate the Kohen Gadol and you have a replacement just in case. Okay? So Rashi says, Shivas Yom Kippurim Afrishin Kohen Gadol. Why do you separate him? Shekol Avodas Yom Kippurim Eina Kshera Elabo. Because, why is it important for Rashi that we prepare a Kohen Gadol? He's the only one does the Avoda. We eat him. Now, before Rashi goes a little bit farther, and he says, "Mitzvah demarik mishum da." Vanisha mati biyoma mishum berovam ad hadras melech. Okay, I don't want to get into his first portion. Let's go to the second. Ve'ein li bikach im ken kol avodos nami. Right, there's an implication in the Gemara in Chulin that maybe you don't have to do it. So the Gemara says, "Varei ha-kasuv hikbid b'kohen gadol." The pasuk tells you need a kohen gadol. V'girish esrov ha'am, and kicked everybody else out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, from that language in Rashi, what does it sound like?
Every avoda
has to be done by the kohen gadol. Doesn't matter about this Yom Kippurim, not about this Yom Kippurim, because what is Yom Kippur telling you? Everybody else. Goodbye! Right? This is the Kohen Gadol's territory. This is where he works. This is what he does. It's his turf. No one else is allowed here on Yom Kippur. Now, why is that true? So, there's different ways of formulating Rashi. Okay? One way of formulating Rashi, right, of formulating this position, is that, and this is what Mati said before, Yom Kippur, right, the Yom is so holy that it requires the super Kohen to do all avodah. Right? Everything on the day. Right? That's one possibility. There is another possibility, though. Right? Giresh et rov ha'am. Right? He kicked out the people. Giresh, what does that mean? He kicked out. So what does that imply?
It's probably the rest of the Am doing avodah.
Well, it's the rest of the Am, sure. But what Giresh, what does Giresh imply? What's the problem?
No one else can do it.
Or can't tolerate them where?
In the Beis Mikdash.
So there's two ways of reading this, right? If you want a very nice analysis of this, right? I learned Yoma with Rulchamstein, like in the Kolel. So with Varun, with Moshe, with Dani, with the Chevra. But there was one guy in the Kolel who's a very serious Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Avram Stav, who since then has written 2 books on Avodas Yom Kippurim, Mibed Parochet, and then he wrote a second one on just the countries, just on Hafrashas Kohen Gadol L'Shiva Yamim, Avle Ariel, I think he called it. So he notes that one way is the way Mati said, is that one way to understand Rashi is to say that Yom Kippur is so holy that no one else can do Avoda. It's just the overpowering holiness of the day means that only the Kohen Gadol can work. But there's another way of doing it, which is, It's not a din in the day. It could be a din in the makom. A din in the makom. That on Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, either Yom Kippur transforms the place, or God's presence is so imminent in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever that means, right? However we understand God's imminence changing. But, right, God's imminence is manifest in Yom Kippur in such a way that no one else is allowed there. Right? Now, where would you get an idea like that? So I didn't give you everything. But in the Gemara has a long discussion and compares the Hafrashas Kohen Gadol, the genome of the Kohen Gadol, to the preparatory steps for the Mishkan. Right, for the Mishkan. But if you remember when you learned Chumash, right? How is the Mishkan described in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, right? Until the 8th day. The Torah emphasizes that what? The Anan is there, and therefore, nobody could come in. Right? Until God calls out and brings them inside. But one of the things you see in Chumash is that the exclusion of everybody from the Mishkan until God said, it's time to come in, is because of the Makom. Right? God's imminence was so intense that until God you know, lifted it and said, okay, Moshe, you can come in, right? No one could come into the Yom HaOled. So one way of understanding Rashi is that the Yom of Yom Kippur is so holy that it requires the super Kohen to do all Avodah, even non-Avodah Yom HaKippurim Avodot. The second is to say that no, on Yom Kippur, God's presence is so imminent in the Mikdash that it can't tolerate other people, at least acting as functionaries. Okay? There's a problem, though, with Rashi. The problem is that the second parak of Yoma, the main topic is the pious. What's the pious? Not the pious. Not in Ashkenazis. What would even a Sephardi call a pious? It's not a Saf, it's a Samach. Right? Pei Yud Yud Samach. What's a pious? Unto Ad Hayom. What is a pious? What is Mif'al HaPayas? Mif'al HaPayas. No? You've seen it everywhere, I'm sure.
The
schools have Mif'al HaPayas because they're funded by Mif'al HaPayas.
The lottery.
It's funded by the lottery. Right? Mif'al HaPayas.
There's a lot of the race that also want to determine the things.
So some of the things were done by race, but some were done by pious. Yeah.
But the blue shoes. Is it the Knacker's fingers, right?
Yeah. So the Mishnah in the second parak of Yoma deals with different pious during the day, the different lotteries that you have. Right? So you look at number 5, Maizu Shneim Shavin Beratzin Be'olim Be'keves. Once it happened, the two Kohanim Gadolim were running. The Dachav Echam Enel Chavira. One of them pushed his friend Menafal, the Nishbar Raglo, and one of them fell and he broke his leg. The Chayin Shero Bezdin Shapoli De Sakana. One Bezdin saw, oh my God, this is dangerous to make it a race to the Avoda. Right? Bad idea, right? People are running around with knives and animals and blood. Bad idea. But so Chazal said, oh, yeah, not a good idea. His Kinish Lo Yutarminus on his back, El Bapayas, Arbayas Hayusham Vizet Payas Arbisham. So they said, you know what, forget it. Everything has to be done by lottery. The first one is Truma, right, is Truma Sadeshan, is clearing out Mizbeach of the ashes from the night before. Hapayas Hasheni.
What?
They were racing. Vapayas Hasheni, Mishochet, Mizorg, Mimidashin, Mizbeach, Alpanini, Mimidashin, Zaminoro, Mimala, Ivarim, Lekevet, Arosh, Aregal, Shteyodaim, Aukets, Aregal, Achaza, Hagera, Shteyad, Tfanos, Vakirbaim, Vasolos, Vachavitin, Vayayin, Shmozer, Zagonim, Zahobo. Right, the next one was who chefs, who does right dishon of the mizbeach of the inner mizbeach, right? Who cleans out the menorah? Who brings up the limbs to the base of mikdash? And there were 13 kohanim that you needed for all this, right? It wasn't a one person thing. The next mishnah says hapayis hashlishi chadashim lektores bo vefisu. The third one was anyone who'd never been involved in the ktoreh, so got a chance, right? You can only do the ktoreh once for life because why? No. Because the Gemara says it's a skula for parnasa, right? And therefore everyone like skulas for parnasa. Most skulas don't work, but you know, I always love, if you ever read Rav Avinair's Tshuva on Skulot, it's the best Tshuva in the world, right? You ever read his Tshuva on Skulot? It's awesome, right? Someone wrote him a whole laundry list and said, Rebbe, I see that all these people have skulot for everything. I want to, what are your skulot? So he writes a list. He says, a skula for being a Talmud Chacham is learning Torah. A skula for Shalom Bayis is doing the dishes. A skula, he just goes through it. And then someone wrote him once, I love this one. He said, Rebbe, it's terrible. Yesterday, I left my cell phone or something at the Kotel. What skula can I do to make sure I find it? And he wrote back, this is the number for Lost and Find. They're open from 7 to 5. Good luck. Right? The skula, okay, fine, but there are some that the Gemara says are real skula. So apparently there's a skula. So apparently there's a skula that if you brought the ktoret, you would be wealthy. Okay? So you can only do it once, because everyone wants to do it. Everyone wants to be rich. What?
Big
line. Right, so you did it, fine. Okay, the fourth one is who bring the Eivarim up. Right, parenthetically. Right? There is a minhag. It's not clear where this minhag comes from. It's big machlokas. But there is a minhag Ashkenaz, which is based on this halacha. Because there is one thing which is dome to the Ketoret Bezman Hazeh, which is? No, that's saying it. It's being a sandik. And therefore there's a minug not to give sandik to the same person twice in a family, based on this. Right? There's a minug. The Ramah brings it down. The Nodi Yehuda doesn't like it at all. Right? Nodi Yehuda doesn't like it at all, but that minug is based on this. So,
is there a sugul by a sandik? So why is the sandik?
Well, that's the problem, right? That someone said, but Nodi Yehuda is like, I've seen many people who did sandik. They're not so rich. I don't think it's such a problem. Okay. He says other things, but it's one of the things he says. Yeah. Okay, so the Baal Mor, right? So the Baal Mor in 6 has a problem because the Baal Mor holds like Rashi. The Baal Mor holds like Rashi that all avodah on Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But there's a problem. If all avodah on Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so why did you devote 1/7 of the kodshim part of the Masechta to the pious? On Yom Kippur, there is no pious. Put it in Zvachim. Put it in Tamid. Right? Why are you putting the pious in the second paragraph of Yoma if on Yom Kippur the Gantz Avodos have to be done by the Kohen Gadol? It doesn't make any sense. So, the simplest answer would be...
So that's
what the Ramah is going to say. Right? The simplest answer would be to say it's not true. There was a pious in Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol doesn't do all the Avodah, right? Which is what other Rishon are going to say. But the Baal Mor holds like Rashi. Right? The Baal Mor holds like Rashi. So what does he have to say? Right? So he says in 6, and who is the Baal Mor, by the way? Right, I did this with my Shana, with the Shana Aleph guys, but still, now you remember. Who is the Baal Mor? What's his name?
Zerachia
Halevi, good. Where is he from? He's from Provence, right? From Grand, yeah. He's from Provence, southern France, right? Why is he called the Baal Mor? Shimon, why is he called the Baal Mor? Do you remember? Yes, everyone in Provence named everything about light because the two main cities in Provence where the Jews lived were Lunel, which is the moon, and Narbonne, which is the sun, and therefore the Baal Mor wrote 2 books, right? His Perush on Nashim Nezikin is called the Maor HaGadol, or in English, the sun, right? And the one on Moed is Morakatan, which is the moon, right? Because he lived in, right? Yeah, whatever. What's his brother's name, by the way? Random trivia. You would think it's a joke, but his name's... No, Prachia. His parents were very into, I don't know why. It's Rafi and Prachia. Okay. Whatever. But he writes. He says, Achi Prachia. Okay. Fine. So the Baal Mor, the little upstart that he was, right, he wrote his book when he was like 17, right? That's why everyone was angry. Got a lot of conflicts. Yeah, fine. Vevi Odeya, Kibalea Krovo. So he said, you should know. Balea Krovo. What is a Krovet? No. So in this case, he means a piyut. Right? There are certain types of piyutim called krovot. So he said, many of the piyutim in Yom Kippur talk about the pious. He said it's a mistake. Right? Like I said, most people mumble through the tefillah. Baal Mor did it. The Baal Mor said, what are all these piyutim? They're talking about the pious. What pious is there in Yom Kippur? It's ridiculous. It's shechnizim piyutayin to see their avodas hayom arba pious. What is this? That in their avodah, it talks about the 4 pious. Kulan. It's a big mistake. The Mishnah is saying they misread the Mishnah. V'lo hevinu ki apayas is a chashuv mitnasin l'shayimos hashanahim. There is no pious in Yom Kippur. It's in Yoma. It's in the Masechta. It's in the second parak. But it's for the rest of the year. V'lo biyom kippurim. The fisher kol avodas yom kippur yom ein akshera elu pekalin gadol. Because all avodas of Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi and the Baal Mor both say, what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol is the Oven Yom Kippur? It means, Hako Mikol Kol. Everything. Everything is done by the Kohen Gadol. Why? So we gave 2 suggestions. Either the Yom is Mechayivet, or the Makom is Mechayivet. Right? Either the day is so holy it requires the Kohen Gadol to do everything, or on Yom Kippur God's presence is so imminent that it requires only a Kohen Gadol to do it. Okay? Fine. That's possibility 1. The Rov Rishonim disagree with Rashi and the Baal Mor and think it's not true that not all avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So if you look at the Rambam in 7 says as follows: Avodos chol chameshes rei behemos elo akrevin biyom zeh eino elo b'Kohen Gadol b'vad. These 15 karbonot that are brought are only by the Kohen Gadol. Echad kol ayam Mashiach b'shemen hamish chal memruvu begadim. It can be a kohen gadol who was anointed by oil, or one who has enough begadim. V'im ha'itzu Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, af musaf Shabbos in makriv oso el kohen gadol. And if it's the musaf, and on Shabbos, so even the musaf of Shabbos is brought by the kohen gadol. V'chein shar avodah shel yom zeh kegon haktores shel kol yom. And also the ktores of every day by Pavas Aneiros. Hakol asumi kohen gadol nasui. All of it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol, who's married. Now, from here, by the way, you see that according to the Rambam, and this is mashma in the Gemara, but it's even more explicit in the Rambam, is that Kohen Gadol Nasui is a status. Right? It's not just that he happens to be married. Like, Kohen Gadol Nasui, that's the status. Right? You have to be a married Kohen Gadol. That's the type of Kohen Gadol we're talking about. Shine Emar, it's a pasuk. The chiper ba'ado va'ad beiso, he has to, the Kohen Gadol who can be mechaper in Yom Kippur has to be mechaper for himself and for his family. Beiso zuishto, which includes his wife. If you just read that Rambam, so what would you say? Does he pasken like Rashi and Baal Amor? You would think he would, right? Because he says, not just avodos hayom, but even musaf of Shabbos. Not forget musaf of Yom Kippur, musaf of Shabbos. Problem is, in number 8, the Rambam says, Seder kol amasim b'yom hazeh kachu. This is what you do on Yom Kippur. Kechatzos halayla mefisim l'trumos hadeshan. At midnight, what do? No, mefisim. You do the lottery l'trumos hadeshan. U'mesadrinus ha-ma'aracho medatim l'zbech k'der k'rosim b'chol yom al-asish b'aran shigil l'shkittas ha-tamid. What's the problem? The Rambam in number 7 in Perek Aleph Halacha Bey said, everything, even Musaf of Shabbos. So why not the Trumas Hadeshen? So what's the answer? Right? So what do you think? So there's two possible answers. Right? There's two possible answers conceptually. Right? The Rambam tells you, all Avoda on Yom Kippur, even Musaf of Shabbos has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but Trumas Hadeshen doesn't. So there's two logical ways of solving this problem. What are they? Perfect, right? Either something says about Trumas Hadeshen or something special about Musaf Shabbos. Okay, so good. Ariel, what could be unique about Trumas Hadeshen? Yeah, it's not an avoda, right? So one way of saying it is, the Rambam thinks all avodo on Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol, but Trumas Hadeshen, which is only cleaning up, is not an avoda, or not a full avoda. The other possibility is,
for some reason, Musaf Shabbos.
And why would Musaf Shabbos be different?
It's also a carbon musaf.
So what did I say before?
Shabbos.
What? So this is based on a Gemara in Zvachim. So I'll tell you the background, and then we'll read the Or Sameach. The Gemara in Zvachim says as follows. The Gemara has a discussion. Ezeman kodem tadir umakudash. Right, which goes first? Something which is more often, or something which is holy.
This is on
page. No, it's not here. And the Or Sameach quotes it, but I'm going to say outside, then we'll see the Or Sameach. So Gemara tries to prove from the fact that the Tumid of Shabbos goes before the Musaf of Shabbos, right, that Tumid is greater than Mekudash. Right? Because the Tumid, the Gemara says, is Tumid, right? It's every day. And the Musaf shares the Kedusha of Shabbos because it's unique to Shabbos. And yet, the Tumid goes before Musaf. So Gemara tries to prove that Tumid is before Mekudash. Tadir, rather, is before Mekudash. Okay? But then the Gemara rejects it and says, no, that proves nothing. Why? Shabbos l'tumid milo ho'ila. Did the holiness of Shabbos not affect the Tumid also? Meaning, just because the Tumid is brought every day doesn't mean that the Tumid of Shabbos isn't
Kadosh,
or more Kadosh. Exactly. And the Gemara says, therefore, that it proves nothing. So the Or Sameach says, maybe what the reason the Rambam thinks the Musaf of Shabbos is brought by the Kohen Gadol is not because all Avoda Yom Kippurim, not all Avoda on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but maybe the Musaf of Shabbos Yom Kippur is Kadosh, becomes integrated into the Seder Avoda. What? And Trumas Hadeshen wouldn't, right? Either because it's not an Avoda at all, right? Or it's Avoda's Laila, right? And therefore, it's really from yesterday, right? And therefore, it's an avodah, but it's an avodah from yesterday, so therefore, it can't integrate into Yom Kippur, right? We'll see that Rishonim will discuss this, right? But for whatever reason, Trumas Hadeshen is either a non-avodah, or it is an avodah, but it's yesterday's avodah, right? Right? And it's yesterday's avodah, it's not Yom Kippur, right? It's not avodah, Yom Kippur. But Musaf would be today, right? As opposed to Trumas Hadeshen, which is retrospective.
You still want to in the avodah and say that.
Right, it could be an avodah, but it could be yesterday's avodah.
Right, then the avodah, but you still see Musaf
Shabbos. So that's the Or Sameach says in 9. Right? He says, V'chei nirali, diktushes Yom HaKippurim chaylal Shabbos gamke. Yom Kippur makes Shabbos holier. La'agdisho b'shvus mikol achila. Right? Why? And here he's very careful. And this is a classic brisk report. Because when the Pasuk says, don't eat, right? What's the language that the Torah uses? Also, Shabbos. It's also Shabbos. It's, right? One is Inui, right? But the Rambam is explicit. Sorry, that other way around. The Rambam is explicit that on Yom Kippur, the Inuyim and the Shvisa are integrated. So therefore, the Or Sameach says, you see that the your Shvos Me'achila, right? Meaning, not eating is an expression not just of Inui, but of the Shabbos element of Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton. In what sense is it Shabbat Shabbaton? You're not only Shoves from Malacha, you're Shoves from Achila, which tells you that Yom Kippur is a intensified Shabbos, such that you rest even from things that you wouldn't rest on normal Shabbos. And therefore he says, Diktushis Yom Kippurim Gabla Shabbos Ahani, Shiyuktash Ba'anos Nefesh. That Yom Kippur makes Shabbos holy, such that this Shabbos you don't eat. L'chein, Yom HaKippurim Shechal B'Shabbos, so therefore, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, V'chol HaShe'ez B'Sakon Shazarach Lechol Mora Ani D'lo Mekadesh Gamal Shabbos Ekdush Shabbos Ekdush Shabbos Ekdush Shabbos Ekdush Shabbos.
It doesn't.
What?
No,
you wouldn't be Kiddush, right? He says L'lo Mekadesh Gamal Shabbos. He says if someone would eat on Yom Kippur, the Or Sameach says what comes out of this analysis. Because I think Yom Kippur and Shabbos integrate, because you might have thought, if Yom Kippur and Shabbos happen to fall together, so if someone eats in Yom Kippur, you should make Kiddush. Right? Because you're putter from Inui Yom Kippur, right? But you're chayv in Kiddush, because it's Shabbos. And Or Sameach says, no, what the Rambam teaches me is that Shabbos Yom Kippur isn't Shabbos plus Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. And therefore, on this Shabbos, the proper Kiddush Hayom is to fast. If you have to eat, so eat, but don't make Kiddush, because there's no Kedusha, there's no Chiyuv Kiddush today. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's not Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. And I'll just be, and then Stav, Avram Stav, in number 10, he continues, and he says, Yitachein, Shezeu gam kavanoso gam bal sefer mayim chayim, Shetol es atzor kon godo v'chol avodos hayom b'halach ha-moshem yisinai, ha-mechayit chamesh tfilos b'yom ha-kippurim. He said, I'll prove it to you. And this is what I mentioned before. He said, I'll prove it to you that the normal avodah integrate into avodah Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, you need chamesh tefillot, right? And when you do the chamesh tefillot, right, you know, it's five tefillot, five white washings. When do you do them? You do them even. Hainu k'deish shiul chamesh tefilos b'yom kippurim. Sarach shakolin gadol yase gamad avodas hatmidim shevigdezav. Kach yachel begadim chamesh badim. You switch the clothes, right, and you go to the mikvah when
five and five, but fine.
But when do you do it? Not just when you go into the avodas yom kippurim, right, the unique ones, the big days of, but even when you
regular ones.
So what does that tell you? On Yom Kippur, the avodot are integrated into avodas Yom Kippurim. Even something which is a daily avoda. But the mikvah is a chiyuv. It's halacha moshe misinai in Yom Kippur, right? There's a halacha moshe misinai, the chamesh tefillot, and they go before regular everyday avoda that happen to be in Yom Kippur. A haraya, they're not regular. If there's a halacha moshe misinai of chamesh tefillot in Yom Kippur, and they precede even the regular avoda. You switch off, right? Depends on which avodah.
During every one of the avodas, you're only
b'gezav. I mean, there's different things. Some of them are only b'gezav, and some are only b'gezav.
Something you need to b'gezav, b'gezav, b'gezav.
Yeah.
That only proves that the regular weekday of life is not included in Yom Kippur. Shabbos before, the Shabbos must be able to do it also.
You're right. I put Stav, right? He is taking it farther, right? He's going farther, right? The Yerushalmi says that's true of even of Shabbos. Right? No, not further. Other way around. Right? Stav says, right? All the regular avodot are integrated, right? Your Sameach says it's not only the regular avodot, even ones that don't, right? Because it's one thing to say, look, the Tamid is a Tamid Shel Yom Kippur, because every Yom Kippur is going to have a Tamid. But a Muslim of Shabbos, you might have said, okay, but not every Yom Kippur has a Muslim of Shabbos. Your Sameach says, no, right? Not only the regular avodot, which are integrated because of the Chamesh Tevilah, but even Musaf Shel Shabbos, which doesn't happen at Yom Kippur, is also integrated.
Is that a tefillah? Is Muslim Shabbos a tefillah?
What?
Are you told Muslim Shabbos?
No, it means it's within the framework. There's not a separate one. It's integrated into the day.
You already did the tefillah.
Correct. Yeah. So just finish the site. He said, "Midvarav Ola Shalach Ozum Etzarefet Gamet Odos Hatmim Hatmidim Leseider Echad Sheyotzer Kiyum Mishutaf." And then just let's do one more source, and then we'll end for today. You look at 11, so he continues. He says, Havana zu yichola gam lashpi al tvisas muhus atzorach b'koin gadol b'avodas hayom. This helps us give another angle to avodas hayom. Hatvisa pshutai shekol achad min avodo tzricha le'asor b'koin gadol. The simple understanding is all avoda must be done by the koin gadol. Achmori v'rabi of Aaron lechem sin tzia, our joint rabbi here, right, Rav Aaron had said, Lavin, what? Suggested. Lahavin shatzorah v'goyin gadol mitzada yecholet shelo l'acheid et havodot hashonot l'chdei seder achad. Rav Lochamtzin said, no. Here's a fourth possibility. Maybe, why does the Kohen Gadol do it? Because what makes it that your average everyday avoda becomes part of avoda Yom Kippurim? Right, so far we have three models. Right, either only the avodot hayom have to be the Kohen Gadol, or everything has to be, either because the day is so holy or the makam is so holy. Right? Then we had a middle one, right? That maybe certain regular avodot integrate into the avodah. Ruluchansin took it from the opposite perspective. And he said, why are you starting with the day or the makam? Why don't you start with the Kohen Gadol? And say, no. It's not that the day made it that the tamid is an avodah Yom Kippurim. If a regular Kohen would do the tamid on Yom Kippur, you know what it would be? A regular tamid. You need the Kohen Gadol because the fact that the Kohen Gadol does all the avodot is what makes everything into avodas Yom Kippurim. It starts with the power of the Kohen Gadol. Meaning the Kohen Gadol's kedusha is such that if he does all the avodot in a given day, he transforms them. Yom Kippur demands that we have the Kohen Gadol come and transform the avodot such that the regular tamid becomes Yom Kippur's tamid. The Musaf of Shabbos becomes the Musaf of Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's not that we start with the day and Memela need the Kohen Gadol. It's we demand that the Kohen Gadol use the power invested in him to transform the Avodah into Avodah Hayom. And he says, Disha Zumit Yashavet Hetevim Dvarenu B'Shitas HaRambam. So this works with the Rambam. Karbana Tamid. It's not that the Tamid becomes an avoda which needs the Kohen Gadol. It becomes one part of the contiguous avoda. Only if it's done by the Kohen Gadol. Well, it works for the Rambam. It doesn't say it works better. It works also for the Rambam. There are going to be Nafkaminas to this. So we're gonna get to it, right? We're gonna come back to it. But right now, what we've seen so far, right, is that Rashi and the Balamor say all avodot have to be done by Kohen Gadol, either because the makom demands it, right, or the day demands it. The Rambam says not that way. He says the Musaf of Shabbos, yes; Trumas Hadeshen, no. One of two reasons: either the Trumas Hadeshen is a non-avoda, we haven't explored that yet, right, or because we have to take an expansive view of what it means that all avodot Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Right? The way the Rosh Hashanah takes it is certain avodot, at least, even though they're not Yom Kippur unique avodot, they integrate into Yom Kippur, and that's why the Kohen Gadol needs it. Or Rav Lichtenstein flips it and says, no, maybe it's the opposite. It's that were a Kohen to do it, they wouldn't integrate. The reason we require the Kohen Gadol to do it is because we want to utilize his Kedusha to transform the Karbanon Hayom, the regular Karbanon Hayom, into Avodah Zarah Kippurim. And then maybe, and right, but possible nafkamin, that's what we'll see. This is why we're bringing this up, right? And this is why I'm bringing it up. There's going to be a nafkamin, because as we'll see, the Ramban, the Ritva is going to put the Ramban as saying maybe there's only lechatchila. Why would it only be lechatchila? Right? So if you think that all avodot automatically integrate into avodot Yom Kippurim, then it would be even b'dieved. But if you say, no, it doesn't happen automatically. It's that the Kohen Gadol is able to transform it, so you could say...
If
it's automatically integrated into Avodah Zarah Kippurim,
then if a regular Kohen did it, it just as good.
No, would it? Because no, because the Kohen Gadol needs to do Avodah Hayom. If by itself it becomes part of Avodah Hayom, then Mamela needs Kohen Gadol.
But it's not a video thing, it doesn't work at all.
Exactly.
Correct. But well,
if the Kohen Gadol transforms it, then it's only the
right. Right. Right, meaning then it means that you lost an opportunity to integrate it. Right? Okay, so we'll continue with this next week. But like I said, this is the most important thing if you want to understand. You know, I would just make you burn is to understand the centrality of the Kohen Gadol. Okay.